Hello.
Hey, is this Ruther? I'm excuse Ruther. I'm sorry. Is this Willard?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Willard. I guess I had your property on my mind. You had filled out a form on my website about your property on Senate.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a minute to speak about it?
Sure.
Okay, cool, man. I was thinking about your property as I was talking, so yeah, I'm familiar with the area. I have some property, well, kind of all in there in that Lake Caroline area. So I just wanted to see, you reached out to us about selling it. What's got you interested?
Well, I've just had it for a while, and I don't know, no longer need it. I was gonna build a house on it, but I'm not. I'm done. Been retired, and I'm not gonna do it now.
Oh yeah, what did you retire from, if you don't mind me asking?
The federal government.
Oh nice. What did you
Yeah, I was a maintenance supervisor at Quantico Marine Corps Base.
do? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, stayed up there for 33 years.
Well, now you get to reap the benefits.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
So, good. Do you have any other property, just out of curiosity, that you might be
No,
interested in? Okay.
that's the only one I have.
What
Yeah.
changed? Why didn't you build on it?
Being honest with you, I have a small home repair business I'm doing now since I retired, and I'm so cotton picking busy doing that I don't have time to do anything else.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What kind of business?
A home repair business.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's cool. Okay. Where do
Yeah.
you, are you local? So are you in Caroline?
In Spotsylvania and Caroline and King George and places like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I know we're getting off topic. Have you been kind of a handyman your whole life, or you just
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Been pretty good with my hands.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. Always nice to have someone that can fix something, I tell you. Okay. And can you tell me anything? I mean, I know I've seen the property. Can you tell me anything that I should know about it?
No, I haven't done anything at all with it since I bought it 20 years ago. And it's just been sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah. What, have you been to it lately?
Just to be honest with you, no. I drive past it to go to my daughter's. My daughter lives probably two streets down from it, and I drive past it to go to her house to see her. But other than that, I don't do anything with it.
Okay. Okay. Nice. You have any plans on after you sell it, what you're gonna do, or?
No, not really. My wife's still working, so she's getting ready to retire also. So whenever she gets ready, I think we're going to do a little traveling.
Okay, cool.
Just to see the United States that we haven't seen.
Sure, I get it. What's the H? There is HOA over there. What?
Yeah, the HOA is I think the cost of it now is right at 1100.
A year?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I was thinking it was something around there.
Yeah.
And do you know to the T what the actual acreage is?
No, I sure do not.
Okay.
Um, um,
That's
it's
fine.
been, Yeah, if and when you want to go by there or get a hold of Lake Caroline, the office there, they can, I think they can email you or fax you a copy of the lot over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know majority of those houses, let me see, they were, I say majority, a good portion is, what am I trying to say? I think it was like a quarter of an acre.
Yeah.
So that's generally what we're working with here. So, I'm definitely interested. What's your timeline looking like? Are you anything holding you back? Are you looking to sell it now? I mean, what's
just whenever. I have another gentleman that I talked to earlier,
mm-hmm.
probably 2-3 days ago, and he's supposed to go by and look at it.
Okay.
And then get back with me. It's not really a big rush or anything. I'm just tired of just having to sit over there and nobody do nothing with it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's definitely something that, you know, if we can make something work, you know, I would love to get the process started.
Okay.
Have you considered what something like that looks like?
The cost, you mean?
Just in general, yeah.
The property tax value on it is $31,000. So I'm going to sell it for
$28,000. How did you get to 28? Or explain
that's
that to
the
me.
That's the property tax value of it. That's what I pay tax on every year.
On 28?
No, on 31.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Explain that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what the county's come up with the value of that one piece of land is.
Mm-hmm.
And it has went up tremendously, I'll tell you that.
When you say that, what do you mean by that?
It, I would say 3 or 4 years ago, 5 years ago, it was valued at like 25.
Yep.
So the value of it is, I don't know why. It's just a piece of land. I don't know why the taxes went up so high and why everything else changed, but it did.
Sure. You know, just with having things all in that area, I got to be honest with you. I would love to buy your property
mm-hmm.
around 20.
Yeah, that's
and
that,
I
that yeah.
It's not my offer, but
right.
You know, how are you flexible at all?
The only thing I'll do, the lowest I'm going to go is 25. And if this other gentleman gets back to me within the next 2 days, he's offered me 29.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't seen the property yet. So I told him to go look at the property, get make sure it's what you want, what you need, and then we can talk.
Sure.
My whole offer that I've had with the whole time since I thought about selling it was 28.
Mm-hmm.
So
if I, you know, You know, if I were to meet you at 25, you know, it'd have to be, I'd have to know that we're, you know, doing this, you know, today.
Right. Right.
I mean, have you discussed it with your, you know, partner?
No, my wife, no. No, I haven't. She knows, she had chatted a little bit with the other gentleman that called me 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she had chatted with him a little bit, but that's the only other one she knows about.
Okay. I mean, you want to get this thing sold, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in a great big rush. You know, it's been there for 20 years. it's not going to hurt me or help me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. But,
well, I'll tell you what. If we do it today, and I'm just going to be so transparent, you might hang the phone up, but if you do it today, I'll do 25, but I'm not going to do it any time after. And I know that's, you know, maybe a little inconsiderate, but I have to consider, you know, what I'm doing as well. So
right. I understand.
Yeah. If you want to do it, you know, we'll do it today. If not, then let's just call it a no.
Okay. Let's just call it a no then, because I did again. I told that guy that I would wait for him to look at it and get back to me. So I really, you know, I really not just leave him hanging either.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And I'll tell you this: if he doesn't buy it, and you give me a call back, I would entertain a conversation.
All right, my friend. Not a problem whatsoever.
All right. You have my number?
I'm going to get it right now if you'll give it to me.
You have texting?
Yes, I do.
Now, the next time we talk, my offer might be less.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
All right, buddy. I just sent you a text.
All right, my friend. I just got it.
All right.
I'll talk to you probably in a couple of days.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.